Digitalizing your business for the new normal? Enjoy all-in-one solutions covering e-commerce, marketing, remote working, even HR management. Stay connected 24/7 while you boost your business efficiency and expand your customer reach. Claim your 5,000 ringgit Panjana SME Digitalization Grant and save up to 70% with Go Digital with DG Business, Malaysia's largest internet network. To apply, visit dg.my/go-digital.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel, 7:19 in the morning, Monday the 11th of January. And in half an hour or so, we're going to be speaking with Said Abdul Rahman, founder of Muda and former youth and sports minister, on the Registrar of Society's rejection of Muda's party registration. We're also running a poll on this subject on the BFM Twitter account. What are we asking today?
Can new political movements like Muda and Pejuang gain traction without being registered as political parties? We're asking you why, and your answer. Your response here, 25% said yes, 40% said no, 21% are not sure, and 15% don't care.
All right, do continue to let us know what you think on the poll. That's on the Twitter account at BFM Radio. But in the meantime, let's talk about how a full-scale MCO might impact businesses, because business industry players have called on the government not to resort to a full-scale MCO to curb rising COVID-19 cases. And this comes after news that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin will make an announcement later today regarding these rising infections, which has fueled rumours that the government's considering another round of the MCO.
Yes, I think it's really a tough challenge, right? How do you balance between lives and livelihoods, but obviously most people would say lives are important. So Health Director General Tan Sri Noor Hisham Abdullah, he had previously said that the country's healthcare system is facing a challenging time, adding that a circuit breaker is needed to handle the pandemic. In fact, to quote him, he says, "I fear the worst is yet to come."
So while the call for stricter movement restrictions have gained ground amongst the public, there are those who argue that many businesses will suffer should the government return to a full-fledged MCO, especially since recovery's only just begun. Now, echoing these statements is Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director at the Malaysian Employers Federation. And we have him on the line with us this morning to give us his thoughts on this issue. Datuk, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Now, what are some of the restrictions that you expect the government to announce today? And what kind of an impact might this have on the businesses under your purview?
I would say that possibly the Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri will announce a more strict SOP, meaning that perhaps a kind of a la MCO will be possibly introduced. But our hope as businesses is basically, even if the government announce MCO, companies and businesses should be allowed to continue to operate. And this is, I think, very, very important in the sense that we are actually trying to gain momentum on the recovery. And in the event a full-scale MCO is being implemented, then possibly that whatever recovery that we had gained during this period will, of course, be gone. Yeah.
Now, I think it's quite clear that we need to do something about the rising cases. So what alternative measures would you suggest to ensure business continuity and protection of Malaysians from the spread of the virus?
I would say yes. I think from the daily new infection on COVID-19, we do notice that infections are on the rise. And of course, we need to really flatten the curve. A full-scale MCO, like what had been implemented in March 2020, of course, will be effective in trying to flatten the curve. But at that time, we can see the devastating economic impact. And in fact, the Prime Minister himself had stated that for every day we have a full-scale MCO, Malaysia was losing at that time about 42 billion ringgit on a daily basis. And looking at the current situation, I don't think that the country can afford to actually suffer that kind of losses anymore, because then if that really happens, then this will be translated into more businesses being closed down, and possibly more retrenchment will be will be done by employers, things like that. And if you, for the record, basically in 2020, more than 30,000 businesses had ceased operation. And of course, we had seen officially more than 100,000 employees that lost their job during that period.
So that, I think that's quite clear. The impact from an MCO, a strict version of the MCO, is quite dire. So what are the alternative measures that you would suggest instead then to help bring, to help flatten the curve?
Yeah, I would say yes, it's important to really flatten the curve. And this is where perhaps stricter SOPs can be very, very critical, meaning that, you know, as employees, as the employers and the rakyat, I think we need to really work together to make sure that we comply with the SOP that will possibly be made more strict this time around. And I think what is important is for the public, the employees to actually really, you know, avoid crowded places. And what is important is basically all employers currently had taken, I think, strict measures when the employees are at the workplace. And of course, when they are out of the workplace, because they are at the workplace mostly well, more like 9 to 10 hours per day. But beyond that, they are on their own. And this is where it is critical for us to really make sure that when they are on their own, then they should avoid being infected with this particular COVID-19. And of course, we see that a lot of, I would say, statements are being made to say that, many new clusters were actually detected at the workplace. But what is not clear is where actually all these people actually got the COVID-19. Is it at the workplace or at somewhere else, but being tested positive while they are at work? So I think this is very, very critical, because I think I would say that employers should not be unfairly blamed for the so-called new clusters at the workplace.
From what I understand, you are advocating for stricter measures in order to ensure we flatten the curve. But at the same time, you're worried that a strict MCO will affect businesses. So which MCO measures are you most particularly concerned about?
Now, of course, I think it's the traveling, inter-district, interstate traveling, especially from red zone to another red zone or red zone to green zone kind of thing. But unfortunately, we don't have many green zones now. I think based on news report, it is something like we are left with only 5 green zones currently. And of course, that means that possibly we have to stay put at home, really, and not doing interstate or inter-district travel, except strictly from your house to the workplace.
So you think that's acceptable? That's fine with, for businesses?
That should be the measure taken by the government. So that, because then, of course, then in that kind of situation, we are able to balance this delicate situation of trying to maintain life and also livelihood. Yeah.
So, Dr. With everything we've talked about here, I guess the important question here, has the government made any effort to discuss or consult business industry leaders for their thoughts on possible measures going forward?
No, but of course, I mean, the only problem is that during this period, you know, the consultation between government and the businesses are actually very, very limited, because, you know, the fact that we don't have, you can't afford to have seated meeting. And of course, we have challenges when we do, say, for example, online meetings, things like that, things are not that very clear. So this is where perhaps, you know, as businesses, we can see that, you know, many organizations like MEF and the other organizations are putting our views across through the media, actually. And of course, we do write to the government, thing like that, on our views. Yeah.
So, Dato, what then is your outlook for 2021 in terms of the economy and businesses moving forward? What are the pain points that you can identify?
Basically, of course, the pain point is, you know, trying to be sustainable, especially when you have a situation where your revenue is not actually increasing, or sometimes stagnating, but you are expected to pay, fixed costs like wages and premises costs, things like that. And these are, I would say, major items that we cannot avoid. And of course, the other part are the utilities bill, things like that. So this is where perhaps if the government can come strong and assist employers during this period, then of course we really welcome this kind of assistance. And of course, the other part is that when you talk about 2021, of course, we are not very optimistic. Even though the government had said that possibly the GDP will grow by 5 to 7% kind of thing. But of course, this would depends very much on the kind of measures to be introduced be announced by the government today. And if it is really, you know, strict MCO, then possibly you can see that like in 2020, we see that out of the strict MCO, the GDP was really suffering, where we actually one stage suffered something like -17% GDP growth. Yeah.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dato. That was Dato Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation, with his thoughts on how a potentially reintroduction of the MCO might potentially impact businesses in the country. Now, we are heading into the 7:30 news bulletin now, and then up next, we're going to be taking a look at Japan's state of emergency to counter their recent spread of COVID-19. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.